the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Thank you for joining me for the first of a two-part discussion with Eva Moses Kaur. She is a survivor of Auschwitz concentration camp, and she will share her life story and journey to forgiveness during a free lecture February 26th at 7 p.m. on the campus of Missouri State University.
Well, I arrived in Auschwitz end of May of 1944. Within 30 minutes, first my older sisters and my father disappeared in the crowd. I don't even know how things were happening. And then my mother was holding on to us until a Nazi noticed us and demanded to know if we were twins. My mother said yes, and that is where my mother was pulled. In one direction, we were pulled in the opposite direction. And all I remember is seeing my mother's arm stretched out in despair as she was pulled away. I didn't have any time to say goodbye to her, but I really didn't understand.
She and her twin sister Miriam, who were 10 years old, were taken from their family, never to see them again, during her 9 months at the concentration camp. The twins were used in medical experiments, some which caused many later health complications.
On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we would walk to Auschwitz I, be placed naked in a room anywhere from 20 to 30 sets of twins. For 6 to 8 hours a day, every part of my body was measured compared to charts and compared to my twin sister. These experiments were not dangerous, but they were unbelievably demeaning, and even in Auschwitz, I couldn't cope with the fact that they treated me like I was nothing more but a living piece of meat. On Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, we would be taken to another lab that I call the blood lab. There they would tie both of my arms to take blood and give injections. The content of those injections we did not know then, and unfortunately, I still do not know today. After one of those injections, I became very ill with a very high fever. I tried to hide the fact that I was ill, because the rumor in the camp was that anyone who became sick was taken to the hospital, and anybody who was taken to the hospital never came back. My next visit to the blood lab, instead of tying my arms for blood taking and injections, they measured my fever. And I had a very high fever, which I knew. I was taken to the hospital, filled with people who looked more dead than alive. Next morning, Dr. Mengele came with four other doctors. He never examined me. He just looked at my fever chart, and he declared, laughing sarcastically, he said, "Too bad. She's so young. She has only 2 weeks to live." I knew he was right, but I refused to die. So I made a second silent pledge that I will prove Mengele wrong. I will survive and be reunited with my sister. Often the difference between life and death in Auschwitz was the unbelievable will to live. Everybody was sick in Auschwitz at one time or another. Those who gave up the will to live one more day, they did not try, and they were as good as dead.
Eva survived to the Liberation Day, partially due to the visualization that she would walk out with her sister.
Nothing happened until late August of 1944 when an airplane appeared in the sky, was flying really low, and I could see the American flag on one of the wings. That was my first realization that somebody was trying to free us. Hope in Auschwitz was in very short supply. The air raid over Auschwitz by the Americans continued and increased greatly until liberation, which happened January 27th, 1945. We were free. We were alive.
That was Eva Moses Kaur. She will be giving a free lecture February 26th at 7 p.m. on the campus of Missouri State University. Tune in next Tuesday for the Missouri State Journal to hear her discuss Forgiving Dr. Mangala, Her Journey to Forgiveness. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.